getting a bit of stability in my life now is important with having a kid and starting a family and stuff. So it was a big thing for me to make sure that I sort of got the stability and for it to be back at Preston, where since I've been there, I've always sort of wanted to go back. It's just a bonus, and I'm really, really thankful for the club that they kept chasing me and kept wanting to sign me, and I'm grateful that it's all been done.
I know that goalkeepers can have longer careers than a lot of outfield players can, but you've always been referred to as a young goalkeeper. You're 26 now. Are you finding that these coming 3 years will be three of the biggest years of your career?
Yeah, I think it's time now. I've become sort of established somewhere, and being known as the young lad only gets you a certain distance in your career, and now it's time to get rid of that label. I'm sort of mid-20s, so it's not old in normal life, but in football I'm now starting to get into the prime, so it's sort of time now that I sort of get me down and make sure that now's the time to get the young lad sort of marker shaken off and sort of become established goalkeeper.
Were you expecting when John Ruddy left Norwich to be given an opportunity there?
Yeah, I was. I thought, to be honest, when it happened and John told me that he was leaving and wasn't signing another contract with the club, I knew that the club was going to take my option up, and I thought now's my time to play for Norwich. I've been waiting long enough. And then news came through that they were signing another goalkeeper on loan, and I sat down with my family and other people that's close around me and come to the decision that it's time to stop waiting and it's time to get out there and get the job done and become a goalkeeper elsewhere, because it was clear that it was never really going to happen for me at Norwich, and that's fair enough. And the club was fairly honest with me when they brought in the other keeper, so it was made quite easy for me to walk away and obviously step into a club that I've grown to love when I was there, and happy to go back there.
In that respect, Declan, it was a new manager at Norwich. Was there a sense at all that they've not even seen me play yet and they're making a decision?
Yeah, I think the way the club's been run is changed now with the sporting director coming in, Stuart Webber, who has his ideas and his plans. And he obviously done very well at Huddersfield last season doing that with the same sort of setup. And with a new goalkeeper coming in on loan from a club like Manchester City, and obviously with the name that he sort of brings back to the club of his dad being a legend there, so he should be, he's one of the club's biggest players I've had. I think it's something went in my mind that now's my time to leave, and obviously I'm thankful for Norwich for everything that they've done for me over the last 18 years, but it was time for me to cut ties, and thankfully for me, I've gone back to a club which felt like it was home anyway. So it's actually going to be an easy transition for me.
I bet it will. Has the most difficult time since we last saw you at Preston been when you played 46 games plus two playoff matches to then have to sit on a bench and watch football? Because once you've had a taste of it, Dec, I would imagine that the last thing you want to do is sit back and watch someone else do the job.
Yeah, I said back then that when I went back to Norwich, they were clear that they weren't going to let me go back on loan or anywhere, so they sort of made that decision for me, and I said I'll do it for one more season, and then I'd like to either know that I'm going to be playing, or I'd like to go on loan or leave, because I want to start playing football. But then we obviously won the playoffs that season, and then the opportunity came to be a number two in the Premier League, and that was another opportunity that I couldn't turn down, because as a young lad everybody dreams of playing in the Premier League, and I was willing to wait one more season to see if I got a chance. Thankfully, I did get 11 starts that season and some unbelievable memories, beating Man United at Old Trafford and things like that. And I think that was worth the two-year wait to get them games, and that experience is priceless. You can't get that anywhere else. And then it came to last year. I had to go out and play football because it was clear I wasn't wanted. So Charlton came in and were offering me games, and I had to take it, but this year I had to make sure that I wasn't just going to be sent out on loan for another season or sit and watch another season of football at Norwich, because I've done it for so long. I wanted to get out and make myself available to play another full season.
I've said it on this radio station till I'm blue in the face that anybody who goes to Springfield and spends any time around Simon Grayson and the players will be well aware very early how brilliant team spirit has been at that place for the last few years. In terms of all that, is the dressing room at Preston as good a dressing room as you've ever been in?
Yeah, I haven't witnessed one like it. I think even when I came in the January on loan for the first sort of part of my time at the club was struggling, and obviously it was in the manager was had his different views on football, etc. And I think even then the dressing room was brilliant. And as soon as Simon came in and he made his signings in the summer, it just got better and better. And from what I've heard, the last 3 years have been exactly the same. And the characters in the dressing room are good. There's no one that thinks that they're bigger than the club, and everyone works together. And the gaffer creates that from the top, because him and his staff are exactly like that themselves, down to earth and hard workers. And that's what gets you success. And that showed last year with the great season that the club had.
Has Alan Kelly made you a better goalkeeper?
Yeah, he has. Well, how can you not get better after learning off someone with his experience? It was my first full season of football when I was at Preston under Kells, and he helped me get through that massively. And I put the season I had that year down to him, because he helped me get through a new thing for me. I'd only ever played probably 5 games a season for the 5 years previous to that. And he got me through. I think we played 55 games in total, including the cup that year. And he got me through every single one of those. So he was a key factor in sort of me wanting to come back to the club as well to work with him.
It's going to be not Torsten Stuckman this time that's going to be battling with you, is it? It's going to be Chris Maxwell, who had a particularly good season last time around. And it's going to be a bit of a shootout between you both, isn't it? Who can impress? Who can get the gloves on the opening day?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you want. You want that competition, and you want to be sort of pushed along the whole way. You don't want to feel like you're sitting there resting on your laurels, because at the end of the day that drags your performance down. If you know that you're in competition with someone and you're both fighting for the same place, then it keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you working, keeps you doing them extra hours on the training ground to keep your place or to get the place off the person in front of you. So yeah, no, it's good. And I know he had a great season last year, and he was obviously part of the team's success in finishing in the good position in the league. So yeah, it's going to have to work hard in pre-season. We're both going to be trying to impress, but as goalkeepers, we know that you don't let it sort of come between you, and you don't ever take it personal, because at the end of the day, there's one position that two goalkeepers are wanting to play in, and the manager will pick one of you, and that's that. And as a goalkeeper, you know that that's the case. So I'm sure that it will be fine between us on and off the pitch, like, because that's how goalkeepers work. So I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to have to pack up the majority of your life, aren't you, and travel up the country, which it takes a little while, as I'm sure when you were on loan you realised. Those it's not even motorways, is it, Deck? It's A-roads and windy roads that get you from where you are to up here. You've got a couple of weeks, have you, to manage to get everything packed up, including a little one and a family with you?
Yeah, no, I think we're going to... we start back on Thursday, so the missus is frantically looking online at places and ringing estate agents all over the place to see what's available. We're going to try and get him somewhere as soon as possible, because I want to get settled and I want the family to be settled. I don't want to be here, there and everywhere, because then I won't be able to concentrate fully on the football. So we're going to look to get settled. Me and Sophie both love it up there. We loved our sort of 18 months up there last time, and we're both really looking forward and both really excited to get back up there and hopefully adding to the family and letting the little one grow up there and just enjoying it.
And just a final one, I'm sure you'll remember your relationship with the supporters that you had in the 18 months before. Did that play a big part in it, that you were a popular goalkeeper, they liked you, they realised that you had ability, and it's going to be a quite straightforward transition to play in front of them again?
Yeah, that was, I think it was quite an emotional thing. I remember it always stayed in the back of my mind that when we sort of lost to Rotherham in the second leg away, and there was a pitch invasion and all the Preston fans were there, and I went over to say my goodbyes, and they were all making me feel really humble that I've worn the shirt for the season, and support they showed for me over that 18 months was probably the best support I've had since being a player. And it wasn't just me, it was the whole team. They stuck behind us. Even when we were going through a sticky spell, they were there every week. They were still being positive and still behind us. And I don't think that happens at many clubs. I've witnessed some fans on completely the opposite side of the scale. to have found at Preston and the feeling around the place is one that definitely drawn me back, because that feeling you get when the supporters are behind you is priceless.